Welcome to morning prayer and worship. This is Tuesday in ordinary time, proper 15 in the church calendar. I'm so glad that you're here. If you have a prayer request, I encourage you to go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. And we have a new opportunity here on morning prayer. If you'd like to be a reader, if you'd like to lead us in the prayers, you can go to benwardmusic.com/readers and find out all about how to do that. We would love to hear your voice on morning prayer. We do have our first reader today, Janine Banks. She will do our prayer of confession today. We're so blessed with this community.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. Unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies till all my fears are gone. And I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. Mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. Take care of me. I don't have to worry. I am free. Oh, 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 oh. You split the sea so I could walk right through. My fears were drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears were drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God. I am your child, O God.
I'm going to pray today for the church in Pakistan. They are dealing with a wave of violence against them. Many churches burned to the ground, many houses of believers burned to the ground, Bibles taken, thrown away by extremists. So today we just want to pray, O Lord, that you would strengthen the church in Pakistan, comfort them, give them resolve to follow you, to stand for you, to not be ashamed of the gospel. And Lord, protect them in the name of Jesus. Send them the resources that they need. In the name of Jesus, raise up your leaders, God, for them. In the name of Jesus. We just pray there would be a stop to this violence against them, that they may worship you in peace, in spirit, and in truth.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Psalm 121, 122, and 123, Songs of Ascents. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Psalm 122. I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem." Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord. According to the statute given to Israel, there stand the thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. In Psalm 123, I lift my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he shows us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy on us. For we have endured no end of contempt. We have endured no end of ridicule from the arrogant, of contempt from the proud.
Till you show us your mercy. You show us your mercy. Our eyes look to you. To till you show us your mercy. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is Acts 23:12-24. The next morning, some Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves with an oath not to eat or drink until they had killed Paul. More than 40 men were involved in this plot. They went to the chief priests and the elders and said, "We have taken a solemn oath not to eat anything until we have killed Paul. Now then, you and the Sanhedrin petition the commander to bring him before you on the pretext of wanting more accurate information about this case. We are ready to kill him before he gets here." But when the son of Paul's sister heard of this plot, he went into the barracks and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions and said, "Take this young man to the commander. He has something to tell him." So he took him to the commander. The centurion said, "Paul, the prisoner sent for me and asked me to bring this young man to you because he has something to tell you." The commander took the young man by the hand, drew him aside and asked, "What is it that you want to tell me?" And he said, "Some Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul before the Sanhedrin tomorrow on the pretext of wanting more accurate information about him. Don't give in to them, because more than 40 of them are waiting in ambush for him. They have taken an oath not to eat or drink until they have killed him. They are ready now, waiting for your consent to their request." The commander dismissed the young man with this warning, "Don't tell anyone that you have reported this to me." Then he called two of his centurions and ordered them, "Get ready a detachment of 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at 9 tonight. Provide horses for Paul so that he may be taken safely to Governor Felix." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this Tuesday in Ordinary Time, Proper 15. Almighty God, you have given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin and also an example of godly life. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work and to follow daily in the blessed steps of his most holy life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We're going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. Pray specifically by name for those in your life now. Stand in the gap for them, as the scripture says. Come boldly before his throne of grace. He welcomes you. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lay it all before the Lord. He cares for you.
Thank you that you hear our prayer, Lord.
Let's pray for our families now, our immediate families, our extended families. Whatever that means in your life today.
Hear our prayer, oh Lord. Thank you that you hear our prayer.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, your enemies. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Whoever the Lord lays on your heart, lift them up now.
Hear our prayer. Thank you that you hear our prayer.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. He hears your prayer. He loves you. Give such good gifts. Receive today. Thank you for praying with me. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Let's pray together again tomorrow. Bye-bye.